USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new NBC News poll out Sunday shows President Joe Biden's approval rating has dropped to 42%, a decline of 7 points since August, with much of the attrition coming from key parts of the Democratic base. Biden's disapproval now at 54%. This as President Biden is hosting a discussion regarding the global supply chain crisis while in Rome at the G20 summit. Biden saying the pandemic has taught us a valuable lesson regarding partnerships that need to be established to eliminate future problems.
Many of our supply chains are almost entirely owned and operated by the private sector. But government can play a key role identifying supply chain risks and bringing the different pieces and actors together to address these vulnerabilities.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Talks between the United States and Iran returning to compliance with the Iran nuclear deal have been stalled for months. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CBS's Face the Nation the Iranian government says they're ready to resume negotiations.
We still believe diplomacy is the best path forward for putting the nuclear program back in the box it had been in under the agreement, the so-called JCPOA. But we were also looking at, as necessary, other options if Iran is not prepared to engage quickly in good faith.
Iran has demanded the United States lift its sanctions against the Iranian government before it would resume talks, while the United States wants Iran to stop its enrichment of uranium. American Airlines has canceled about 1,600 flights over the past 3 days, citing blustery conditions at its Dallas-Fort Worth hub and a shortage of flight attendants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Despite the overwhelming amount of resources for time management and work-life balance, the ability to cultivate the efficiency of equilibrium needed to manage all of our worthy pursuits can often feel frustratingly out of reach. As the busyness of life continues, many times we feel like we never get a break from work, from school, from picking up kids, from soccer, from anything. Jordan Rainer is author of the book titled Redeeming Your Time, Seven Biblical Principles for Being Purposeful, Present, and Wildly Productive. I had a chance to catch up with Rainer, and one of the things we discuss is if you do decide to take a weekend off or take a day off, how do you approach your employer and let them know that you might not be as available during certain times of the day or week?
Build a list of VIPs that can have access to you only by calling your cell phone outside of those hours. So a VIP might be your boss or a really important client. For me, it's my spouse, my kids' school, investors in the company that I help run, right? I add those people to the favorites list on my iPhone, and then I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb so that when I'm with my kids or when I'm doing deep work, calls from those people alone will ring through. And then the final step, step three, is going to those VIPs and setting really clear expectations about your response time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.